Hey, good morning, Rashad. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Chaser from Orbit.
Okay, how can I help you, bud?
Yes, sir. So if you remember, like, last week when we spoke, we were basically getting the emails installed for you, and you said to give you a call on Thursday.
The emails.
This is Chase from Orbit Design Agency working on your website.
Yeah, I know who you are, Chase. We had talked about that. I didn't want the emails anymore, right? Because I said I'm moving a site. I'm moving to a new site, bro.
Oh, you're moving to a new site? Like,
I need the. I'm having issues with SAM because I'm trying to get that site moved from your dev server over to a production box with Namecheap.
Okay.
Have
you told Sam about it that you would like to transfer it, and have you provided us the DNS?
Well, Sam and I have been communicating. I'm trying to get him to talk to the engineer at Namecheap, but they don't have a fucking phone number. But what they do have is email, so trying to communicate via email, and that's not going so well because Sam is requiring the name of the server and some
right.
other, I think the IP address,
right.
some other information, right? But that's not the way they do it, though, right?
Oh.
So when I say I want, I think the domain is hosted, right, with Namecheap. But the actual site itself is hosted on your dev box.
Exactly.
So
Namecheap is something which basically provides the hosting and everything about it. So why don't you get the hosting from us if you're facing issues?
The hosting from you guys? Yeah, I mean, it's possible. How much does it cost just for the hosting for you guys?
How much are you paying to Namecheap?
I don't even know. I don't even remember. But what I'm trying to do is, what I want to do is, move, because I got a new domain name, right, with
okay.
Namecheap. You have the domain name with Namecheap. You know, what I can do, here's what I can do. Since you guys already have the Namecheap deal going on, and you have the site hosted on the dev box, how much do you guys charge for that per month?
We don't charge per month. We charge yearly. And considering you are existing client,
okay.
I can give you the 1 year service for not for the 1 year. Let's just make it 2 years. I'll give you 2 years for $1,000 for 2 years.
Okay.
And that is the best possible price that I can do for you. And if you remember, you told me that I can give you a call today and I can charge you the email setup fee, which was $999. And then you said that the toll free is something that you're simply going to take it once the site goes live.
Yeah.
So I have the card on file that is 0662. It's the Visa. So now
don't charge it. Don't charge it. I don't have the money there.
Mm-hmm.
So how much could I pay monthly for this for the hosting service deal?
It's not monthly. It's yearly. One year usually costs like $1,000, but in the same price of $1,000, I'm making it 2 years for you.
No, I appreciate that. I like that idea. I want to do that. $1,000.
And your site will be live in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Would I have the ability to manage the domain with Namecheap myself?
Of course. We will give you the access for the backend, even if you have the hosting from us, so that you can change the changes according to the way you want it.
Would you guys be able to, could we also change the domain name?
Of course you can do that.
Oh, I didn't know you could. I thought once you created the domain, that was it.
No. You can do that. It depends on the host, that what functionalities and what features we are using. So if you're the hosting that I'm giving you, you can change 3 names, 4 names every single year.
Okay. Shit, it sounds fucking good. I have to get I probably have to get a damn loan to get the $1,000 up. All right.
See, we were,
the deal is
see,
good.
Yeah, we were waiting for the email, so by that particular way you could get the emails. But if you have the problem for the money, then let's just basically get the hosting for right now. And then once you have the funds, you can get the email, because if you get the website live, then for sure you will simply going to make some money, because then the website will be live for the people, and then the people can basically come to your site. And then once after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you can basically have the emails or toll-free, whatever you like.
Yeah, I think that might probably be the best, but I just don't have the fucking money now. I got to fucking borrow it. Shit.
Can you ask you to?
It's a bad time, man.
I know, I understand that, but trust me, that is why I haven't given you any skyrocketing price. Just the price for 2 years.
I appreciate it all. Believe me, I fucking appreciate it 100%. Okay. So what I got to do is I got to go see if I can borrow the fucking money, because I want the site to be up now, but I'm trying to buy
it. Yeah, the moment that you pay the $1,000, I promise you that in the next 24 hours, the website goes live, and you will have the complete access.
But the only caveat is that before the site goes live, I want the domain name changed.
Of course. If you can allow us, we can do that, or we can give you the access. You can do it by yourself. That will be done. No worries. Because once the hosting has been purchased, we will be eventually taking 3 to 4 days to get it live and up and running.
Okay. All right, that sounds sexy. Can you do me this, Chase? No bullshit. Give me a call exact same time tomorrow. I got to go. I'm looking at a house right now. I got to go after that. Go borrow the fucking money and put it in the bank, all right? So give me a call the same time tomorrow. We should be good money, okay?
Perfect, sir. Thank you.
All right, Chase. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.